Hey guys, number nines, how are you? I hope you are doing well. It is Queen Cooley. I am here to help you have the most extraordinary life. That's what it's all about. And I want to make you a short video today, not a long one, because I know you guys are super busy. If this is your first time here, I'm Queen Cooley. I am an activator. I activate your life, help you with momentum and energy, and help move you forward with your gifts and the sole purpose as to why you're here. And if this is your first time, welcome. And if you've been with me for a while, welcome back and thank you for watching. You can work with me individually, one-on-one, on a monthly basis. People go 3 months, 6 months, years with me. I also am offering the Brave Academy, which will be opening another 2 weeks. And there's a wait list. I will leave all of the links below. Okay. So today, how are you? Let's chit chat for a second. Myself and all of my clients, every single one has been going through it the last 2 to 3 weeks. And I have too. I know there are eight portals open, I know there's a new moon, I know there's a lot going on, and that's pretty normal. I mean, we are pretty good at adjusting, but this has been something else. And when I say that, I'm talking about getting attacked on a personal basis. The enemy's using anything and everything they can to shut us down and shut us off. And the reason why? Because your light is growing, you're expanding, and you're moving up to your next level. And when you move up to your next level or start to that move, your light grows brighter. And the dark ones, as I call them, they don't have any light. So of course, they want that light desperately. So they will come in full court press and try and take everything away from you, not just your light, everything, your swagger, everything. So you need to really make sure that you're protecting yourself out there, whether you're just outside doing your thing, going to work, or even the grocery shopping, but you need to protect yourself, right? And if you don't know how to do that, I've made a ton of videos on this, but you're just asking God or spirit or whoever you follow to come be with you, and then your archangels and ancestors, and all you have to do is say, please be with me now. That's it. Okay, so you are protected. And I kind of wanted to give you a little bit of information, because this is important and hopefully it'll help you. I took down a couple of notes and I said, if you're experiencing this as a cycle, like in the last 2 or 3 weeks, if it comes and goes, like it's on point, and then all of a sudden you're doing good, and then you get attacked for a couple of days, and then or it could be continuous. If that's the case, you're probably showing up as not your best self. You may be angry, you may be frustrated, you may be very unhappy, ticked off, whatever it is. And I'm your reminder and your mirror. One, you're not the only one, so I have to take my own advice. But just remember that this level of energy that you're sending out into the world is being heard. Okay. And then the universe sends it back to you tenfold. So that's why we're always talking about energy, because everything is energy and how you feel and how you process things. If you're happy, and you are protected and you are content, and you know that there's a lot of stuff going on out there, but it can't touch you, right? Because you're above it and you're protected and you're in a good space, a good headspace. That's awesome. And when you send that out to the universe is like, hey, awesome, cool, send it right back. But when it's the opposite, and we are human, we get ticked off or whatever. Say you didn't sleep the night before, say you're late for work, say everything's off, right? Then obviously the universe feels that too. So always try to just check in with yourself and say, where am I right now? And is this all mine? Because sometimes we can feel fine. And then we go out to the grocery store and we pick other people's crappy, junky energy because we haven't protected ourselves because we're feeling everything. And then you've got to ask yourself the question, why do I feel so upset and frustrated right now? I was fine like 10 minutes ago. Is this my stuff or is this somebody else's stuff? And if it's somebody else's stuff, you need to get rid of it. And how do you do that? You can smudge yourself. You can smudge yourself. You can smudge the room that you're in, smudge your house outside, inside, other people. And when I say smudging, I'm talking about using, you can use a light. You can imagine the light from the heavens coming down upon you from the top of your head down to the soles of your feet. I like to use sage, Palo Santo, whatever works for you, but it does work. And then you just lovingly surrender all that to the universe, let the angels take it up, to heaven, and then it gets dispersed with love. You don't like send it off like, get the hell away from me, unless it's really bad and you're being attacked, but that's another story. Okay. So, this is a cycle that you're going through, we're all going through, and it's almost over, thank God. It's closing out. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is to ask you, what is coming up for you? And it's no longer serving you, so you need to get rid of it. Unless it's serving you, you need to make that determination. Usually, what comes up from our unconscious mind is stuff that's now it's time to deal with. Maybe you didn't have the capacity before because you were too busy, you didn't have enough bandwidth, you were overtired, you weren't eating right, whatever it is. But now you have that in you. So now it's time to look at it and say, is this story helping me or hurting me? Is it serving me or not? Right? If it's not, you need to get rid of it. So, wherever the clue is, wherever you feel hurt and pain and insecurity, right? That's because you're habituated to this toxicity. You've gotten used to it. So take some time, take some space for you, and really look at what's coming up and ask the question, is this true? The story that I'm telling myself, is it true? Number one. And two, does it serve me? Because if it doesn't, you need to tweak the story. And whose story is it? Who are you listening to? Is it something that you came up with? Or did your family come up with it? Or your spouse? Right? When we were young, we all would get taught, things and shown things and said things by our parents and family members that at the time probably were true. I'll give you an example. My parents would always say, you're just not good with money. I'm a very creative, artistic person. Money is not my thing at the time. And my parents used to say, just face it, you're never going to be good with money. Never is a big word and a long word. It has power to it. If I said to you, you can never open that door, right? Or you're going to, like, if you open it, you're going to disintegrate. So, versus, you're not that good with money right now. We've tried to help you. Either you're not getting it or understanding it, but maybe there's another way. But until then, we need to help you with this and monitor you. This is when I was, young. Versus, you're not good with this and you never will be. And I carry that story all through my life, 20s, 30s, 40s, all through my life. And then I was like, I'm pretty good at this money thing now. I have no problem paying bills. No problem at all. Right. So I was kind of like, this story came up and I'm like, I need to release this. And once you release it, that's the first step. So, number one, is it serving you? If it's not, release it. Number two. And then the third thing is now you need to put a new story that's empowering in place because the old story was disempowering you. So now we need to put in a really good story. And that would be something like, I'm awesome with money. And I have done so much work on money and my money blocks over the last 5 years. I'm not even the same person. I look at money as an energy. It's not negative, it's not positive. It's only what it is, whatever you assign to it. How do you want that to look for you? Things like, I make money work for me. I don't work for money. It works for me, right? Think about it. It's so hard to make money. I have it and it's just gone in a second, right? Just thrown out the window. So many bills. I'll never get ahead. I'll never get to where I want to be. I'll never make the amount that I want to have, right? Those are words that you're saying, but as I said in the next part of this, words become things, stories, and real. So you need to be very careful about what you're listening to. Because if you don't believe it, but you hear it on repeat, soon you'll start believing it's true, right? So whatever's coming up for you, don't push it away. Look at it. Ask yourself, is this empowering me or disempowering me? If it's disempowering you, let it go, surrender it with love up to the angels, up so they can get rid of it, right? And now I'm going to bring in a new story. I am great with money. I love money and it loves me. I am empowered by money, right? I am very thankful for money. I love it. It loves me. It comes to me. I put my arms out every day. You've heard me say, I say, I'm open. I'm ready. I'm open to more love. Sorry about that. You know, more fun, more creativity, more funds, more clients, whatever it is, all of the above. All right, guys. Well, I hope this helped you. I kind of just wanted to touch base with you. Please let me know if this resonated with you. And don't forget to give me a like and a subscribe and a share. And I'm here for you. And don't forget, if you want to be waitlisted for the Brave Academy, which is amazing, especially with the introspection part of this, let me know. Drop me a comment and I respond to everything that I possibly can. All right, guys. Thanks so much. Take care.